And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number three, starting now with the Manhattan Fire Department. And joining us today is Deputy Fire Chief Ryan Alms via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you yet again. And we're going to get some updates on a few different topics here today from Ryan. It's a good time of year. It's the snow on the ground. We're going to be talking a little bit of winter fire safety this morning.
Yeah, it's a time of year when fires end up going up, and across the state of Kansas, 2022 has really started out as a rough year in terms of the number of structure fires. We've been pretty fortunate here in Manhattan. I don't want to jinx us by talking about that, but really we've fared pretty well. We've had a lot of close calls in January, but not a lot of fires. Yeah, it's that time of the year when it's so important to make sure you got smoke alarms installed in your house. I know we talk about it all the time, but we still go into many homes on calls and we find that places don't have them installed. So maybe you have them as a listener and you check them and make sure that they're not over 10 years old. But make sure your neighbors do too. Make sure other people you talk to, if you go into their home and you notice that they don't have smoke alarms installed, just tell them the fire department would be happy to come out and help them out on that. I mean, end of the day, we want to make sure these people are safe and our friends and neighbors as well. So we want to make sure there's one installed in every sleeping room and then outside of every sleeping room and on every level. And the reason we do that is to make sure that if the room is closed, which we ask people to always sleep with the room door closed, because it can really help protect you from the products of combustion that happened during a fire, that either side of the door, the alarm goes off if there's smoke on either side. And then it's also something else that's always worth talking about, especially this time of year. It's getting cold again, and if we have these heaters working extra hard and other sources of heating going on, carbon monoxide alarms being installed are extremely important. We've seen several deaths over the past few decades here in Manhattan from carbon monoxide, unfortunately. And we've also seen carbon monoxide alarms save a lot of people's lives. A lot of times we get called that there's a CO alarm that's going off, and we go out and check the home, and there's enough carbon monoxide in the home that if they'd have gone to bed that night, that it would have been lethal. And so we always want to make sure people are installing CO alarms as well.
Is that more common in the older homes, or do you see some in newer homes too?
You know, there's a variety of sources. Anywhere where you've got a fuel-fired appliance, you can have a problem with it. It can malfunction. And that can be as simple as a water heater or a furnace that isn't vented correctly, a heat exchanger in a furnace that can crack. And then you wouldn't think this happens, but it does, and it happens to everyday people. And that is, they leave a vehicle running in the garage. You know, they just step out of it for a second, forget it's on, go into the house. And if you remember back, this is getting back a few years now, maybe 10 or more, we had a double fatality here in Manhattan where a car was left on in a garage. And it's just a simple mistake, and it can be really costly. But if you've got a carbon monoxide alarm installed, you know, it'll let you know that those levels are getting high in the house.
All right. Good advice there. And, you know, another thing, and I was talking to you here before the program, is cooking fires. I had a close call the other day with a toaster of mine. Started smoking up my house, had a Pop-Tart stuck down in there, and didn't know what was going on because I had just got home. And my wife was playing with the kids after putting it down in there. But cooking fires are a common thing here in a lot of kitchens.
Yep. And we sound like at the fire department, probably a broken record to everyone, but we still continue to run a lot of cooking fire calls. I think we had at least a couple last week, maybe a handful, where the fire was either contained to the top of the stove and maybe a little into the cabinets, or it was inside the oven. And, you know, it can happen so quickly. And as Brandon, you mentioned off the air, you just don't know it's coming. And just all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you don't know where this smell of smoke or is coming from, and you can have a fire quickly. So, you know, we always tell people, if you do have a fire in your kitchen, you know, quickly cover the pot or pan if it's on top, turn off the burner, get outside and call 911. We'll come. Most of the time, if you manage to get the pot covered and you get the burner off, it'll be out by the time we get there. And if not, we'll take care of it. And the other thing that we see is oven fires. And, you know, your oven is designed to have high heat in it. So if you have a fire in your oven, just turn the power off and leave the oven door closed. Go outside and call 911. Don't open that door up. That just lets the smoke and a chance for the fire to get out. Just get that thing shut and don't worry about trying to extinguish it. If it's inside the oven, just let it go and call 911 and we'll come out and we'll make sure that it's out and then make sure the appliance is safe.
All right. If you live in a house like mine where you don't have a ton of space in your kitchen, it's always a good idea to keep the counters clear, especially around the stove.
Yeah, that's something else we see quite a bit as well. You know, it used to be, at least in my grandmother's house, that's where the bread went. The bread went next to the stove. And you get those light cellophane and then candy's another one that we see next to the stove sometimes. But anyway, yeah, keep everything away from the stove. Obviously, if you've got a fuel right next to a heating device, it's just an opportunity to have a fire and have it get take off. They're in the kitchen quickly.
All right. Good stuff here. We're going to talk about some other things as well. You have a student firefighter position. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, well, we're hiring a couple of full-time firefighters right now, but we also have a student firefighter program. And I like to promote it to people because it's really kind of unique. We hire up to 12 students and they have to be a full-time student at either K-State, Manhattan Christian College, or MATC. You have to be 18 years of age and be enrolled full-time. Those are the only requirements other than the physical requirements and the normal hiring. But they can work up to 1,000 hours a year. They go through our normal fire academy if they're hired, and then they work on shift and they do the same job as our full-time firefighters do. And it's a really unique opportunity to work a responsible job while you're going to school, make some extra money, and it's just a springboard for careers. So we've seen it time and time again, people who go into the fire service and then lots of people who don't. We have lots of people that are doctors and engineers and all kinds of things that started out in our student firefighter program. So we're accepting applications until February 25th. So if you know, if you're a student and are interested, or you might know a young person who's going to school looking for a part-time job, it's definitely worth doing. We have the statistics of the number of people that we have go through the program and then join our fire department and then get promoted is pretty unreal. There's been quite a few of us, me included, who went through that program, and it's a neat thing to have that kind of structure and responsibility as a college student.
Can that work as an internship if they're interested?
Yeah, that's basically, you know, what it's like, a paid internship. And so, you know, we've had people count it for school and get college credit as they're doing it. And then, you know, just being in the firehouse at night after they get done with training and stuff, it is a good opportunity to be able to study, and it works well with the college schedule.
All right. Well, that's a good opportunity for anyone who is interested here. And as far as, you know, this is a new year, I understand you were a little busier in 2021 than normal.
Yeah, we've been averaging about 2,500 calls a year. Our highest year was around 2,700. And last year we finished over 3,000 calls for service. It was almost 500 calls more than any previous year. Some of that was some medical first responder calls. We did run about 300 more medical calls. We go on life-threatening emergencies with the ambulance. And so some of that was due to that. But then we just saw more general service calls. And then, you know, we had over 120 fires last year. So it was just a busier year than what we'd seen. And this is a trend that when you talk to fire departments across the country, more and more fire departments are, they're running more calls every year. And we had kind of been stagnant for a while. So we kind of expected this to start to go up. So we'll be watching that trend to see what happens in the next few years to see if that continues. You know, as Manhattan grows and there's more going on, there's obviously more opportunity for things to happen. And it, not alarming and definitely something we can handle, but it is just an interesting thing to see our call numbers jump like that. And they were down, you know, during 2020. I think a lot of people were in and not doing as much. And then they definitely rebounded in 2021.
Interesting. Well, and you guys get called on a variety of things. It's not just fires. I know that this time of year it could be anything if there's a slick road or something else.
We run a variety of calls, and we often say that if they don't know who to send, they send the fire department. We go on lots of smell of smoke. We go on lots of alarm soundings. You know, we do hazmat. We do rescue calls for the region. We do water rescue. If somebody is trapped or stuck somewhere, the fire department's usually who goes. And then some people don't even think about, you know, we run a lot of elevator service calls. We probably run over 100 elevator service calls a year where somebody gets stuck in an elevator. And it's a normal call for us to go out and shut down the power to the elevator and get the people who are stuck in the elevator out. They're usually pretty welcome to see us.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's always one thing I worry about is getting trapped in an elevator. I don't want to experience that ever.
Well, if you do, give us a call and we'll come out and get you out of there.
Have you ever had anybody that's been like in an odd circumstance, like about to have a baby or anything like that?
You know, fortunately, we don't run very many where there's a medical call going on. Okay. With those and none come to mind. I will say that we have been on several where there were a lot of people in the elevator and they overloaded it. Oh. And we were unable to get the elevator to work and had to pry the doors open and have the people climb out through a ladder versus being able to get them to a floor and get them out easily.
Well, luckily, most of the buildings here wouldn't be too bad, I guess, to climb down a ladder. If you're in like Manhattan, New York or something, that might be a different story. All right. Well, Ryan, lots of good stuff. If people want to get a hold of you guys, if they have a question or concern, how do they do that?
Well, you can get a hold of our general administration line at 587-4504. Our risk reduction office handles most calls from the public regarding anything code related, fire safety wise, just any general questions that you have. And that number is 587-4506. And they can help you out and get you in touch with somebody who can take care of you.
All right. Ryan, always good to talk to you. Thanks for the update. And we'll talk again next month.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brandon, for having us.
All right, stay tuned. We've got Gina Snyder up next from downtown Manhattan. That's coming up on News Radio KMAN.